Hello, hello, everyone. We are live. Today is August 25th, 2025. Welcome to everybody jumping on in the United States and around the world. We're so happy to have you with us tonight. As people are coming on, I see people coming on from Frisco, Texas, Northern California, Wichita, Kansas, Clarkston, Washington, Arizona. Let's see, New Hampshire. Hello to our friends in New Hampshire and Vermont. Welcome, welcome. Let's see, Alabama as well. West Texas, Southern Florida, San Diego as well. Welcome. Lots of Texases coming in. We love Texas. Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Welcome to you. I see Ohio coming in. Middle Tennessee. Welcome. Dallas. I see Dallas. Hello, hello. Georgia, Oregon, Mississippi. The chat is moving very fast. South Africa, welcome to our friends in South Africa. We're so happy to have you with us tonight. Nova Scotia, Canada, hello to our neighbors in Canada. We're very happy to have you with us tonight. Winter Haven, Florida, I see as well. Welcome, welcome. Latham, New York. I know exactly where Latham, New York is because it's literally 10 minutes from where I went to college, Siena College in Loudonville, New York. Latham is not far from Loudonville, New York. So I lived up there for 4 years. So welcome to you as well. New Jersey, we love our neighbors in New Jersey. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Marmaduke, Arkansas, what a name. Welcome, we love our friends in Arkansas as well. I see Vancouver, Brunswick, Ohio, Brooklyn Park, Minnesota. Welcome to you, Buffalo, New York. My brother-in-law is the biggest Bills fan, by the way. Him and Chris get into it because Chris is a Jets fan, and my brother-in-law, Mike, is a Bills fan. So hello to our friends in Buffalo and Long Island. We love our Long Islanders because, you know, they have a very different accent than Bronx or Brooklyn would have. And I always like to say they carry their vowels as long as God will allow them to, the Long Island dialect, where with the Bronx, we kind of just cut it off. We kind of just say it and cut it right off. Oh, let's see. Rahway, New Jersey. Know where that is. Welcome, welcome to you and everybody else who is jumping in, our international audience as well. We're very happy to have you with us tonight. We always love seeing our international audience come in. I see Australia coming in as well. Hello to our friends across the globe in Australia. We are so happy to have you with us. Fishkill, New York, 15 minutes from us. I know exactly where Fishkill is. Welcome, welcome. Saw you come in. Belgium, hello to our friends in Europe and our friends in Belgium right now. We're thrilled to have you with us. Lithuania as well. Welcome to our friends in Lithuania and Finland. Wow, you're all coming in tonight. This is great. You're all coming in from around the globe. We're glad we could gather together. We praise the Lord for that. So, got a word from the Lord. This is fiery. This is a fiery, fiery word. I was up during the night praying. I was up this morning praying. The Lord had me stirring over this. And so this word came forth this morning. So what I'm going to do as you're all jumping on, Croatia. Hello, I see you coming in from Croatia. Welcome, welcome. What I'm going to do is I'm going to open up in prayer as usual, as my phone is going off. Basically, we're going to get this started tonight because this is a lot of word to go through. Let me just make sure that I'm just answering here before we open in prayer. And, oh boy, praise the Lord. I already feel the weight of this before I deliver it. So just so you know, I kind of just feel the weight of it. Belize, welcome. Coming in from Belize. We're so happy to have you with us. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. So let's open up in prayer and we will get this started tonight with this word. It's a long, long word. So it's about 7.5 pages, this word of information. So let's open up in prayer as people are still jumping on and we will get into tonight. Father God, in the precious name of your son, Jesus Christ, we come before you this day. We praise you. You are almighty God. You are high and lifted up, far above every power, principality, and might. We give you all the glory, honor, and praise due your precious holy name. Father, we humble ourselves before you this day, asking that the pull of the flesh becomes less in our lives, that you, your will, and your power become more in our lives. Father, we praise you. We acknowledge, Lord, that you are high and lifted up. You are holy. You are righteous, Father God. We come before you with thanksgiving and praise, saying your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Forgive us of our sins. Cleanse us of all unrighteousness. Forgive us of every way we have sinned and fallen short in you. We praise you. Your mercies are new every single day. And we acknowledge you sent your son, Jesus Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach, to the earth. And the word became flesh and dwelt among us. He was the Passover lamb, the sacrifice for our sins. He willingly died at Calvary. He purchased us by the shedding of his blood. He was beaten for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and by his stripes we are healed. I praise you, Lord, that he rose again in 3 days, Father God, miraculously, Lord, ascended back into heaven, Father, where he took his victorious rightful place at the right hand of the Father, where he rules and reigns forevermore. He is the King of kings, the Lord of lords, our advocate without ceasing before your throne, the name above all names, and we honor that before you this day. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we welcome your presence, the presence of Ruach Elohim, the Spirit of the living God, and the Ruach HaKadosh, the Holy Spirit, into this place, Father. Lord, let the weight of your glory fall. Let the power of your presence mightily move. The power that raised Christ from the dead dwells within us, Father. You are welcome to have your way, Father God. Let your truth, your might, your power go forth. Let the Holy Spirit go forth and be the counselor, Father God, and minister to those who are watching. Father, I ask in the name of Jesus Christ, you would loose, send, and dispatch your holy angels of all offices, rankings, divisions to surround this place above and below, the skies, the land, to guard against every dimensional access point as we go forth tonight, Father. Lord, I ask in the name of Jesus Christ, you lead and guide me and our team in your wisdom, counsel, might, power, and the reverential fear of the Lord. Father, fill me with your wisdom tonight. Order our steps. Order my words, Father God, as we go forth tonight in you. By the power of the blood of Jesus Christ, by the Spirit of the one true living God, may only the truth and power of Almighty God with authority now come forth, Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, let nothing pass through my mouth that doesn't pass through your throne first. Allow me, Lord, and our team the humble privilege of being vessels of your power. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we take authority over every plot, scheme, contract, assignment, weaponry, blueprint, attack, strategy, sabotage, hindrance, interference, witchcraft, Father God, manipulation, Father God, curses, spells, and the like. And in the name of Jesus Christ, we command that destroyed, dismantled, disabled, nullified, voided, disarmed, rendered powerless, their communication lies disrupted so they cannot carry out their plans, and cast back to the areas you have designated for such, Lord, to be bound there in the name of Jesus Christ and not return or have anything sent in its place. Father, take all the glory for yourself. You are the potter. We are most certainly just the clay. You are the author and finisher of our faith, Father. Lord, you deserve all the glory, honor, and praise, Father God. Lord, every breath we take is because of you. You are Yahweh. You are the breath. We owe you every breath, Father God, which your spirit breathed into us. Your word says, let everything that has breath praise the Lord, that the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, Father, that creation cries out to its creator, Father God, that the earth is your footstool, Father God. Lord, we welcome you, Father. We praise you, Father God. We praise you that you are holy, you are righteous, you are just, you are our Father, you are our Almighty God, you are our King, and we praise you and we thank you for that, the King of kings and the Lord of lords, in the name of Jesus Christ, amen and amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Welcome to those of you who were jumping on during prayer. That was good. I feel the presence of the Lord, so praise the Lord for that. It's wonderful to feel the presence of the Lord coming into this place. So this word, you know what's interesting about this word that I got today? Because it's 8/25/25. So it's just an interesting date to point out that this is the date that, remember I told you dates and months and times of year are as important as the word. So I've learned that over time with the Lord. So this word, I've been up during the night, the past couple of nights, praying and praying in the spirit. My spirit's been stirring. I've been up I've been up praying, and that happened again last night. And then this morning is when this word came. I was up, you know, going into prayer, and then finally at about 8 a.m., this word came. So let's begin. It's going to be on the blog, on arcofgrace.org, current blog. So basically, you will be able to afterwards see it there as well. And so let's begin with the word of the Lord. Oh, and before we begin the word of the Lord, if you could share this broadcast, we just very much appreciate it as this is being released. Okay. Great is thy faithfulness, O Lord, morning by morning, new mercies I see. Praise you, O Lord, maker and creator of the heavens and the earth. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. The Lord sits high and lifted up above every ruler, power, and dominion. He is clothed in holiness. He holds a scepter and rod of justice, and to his kingdom there is no end. The Spirit of the Lord says this day, brace capital yourselves, my children. Brace capital yourselves. Posture yourselves. Posture your hearts. Be sober-minded and vigilant to engage with the sword of the Spirit. For though ranks and divisions of the kingdom of darkness have suffered woundings, though the disciples of darkness have suffered strikes, when they are wounded is when they can be the most dangerous, says the Lord. The power and authority given to you from on high cannot in this hour be underutilized, says the Lord. For serpents and scorpions have gone out, some wounded. They have gone out for strategic strikes within your nation, within Canada, within the Middle East, within South America, the countries where strategic ports for such trafficking has taken place. For says the Lord, behold, I have given unto you the power to trample upon serpents and scorpions and against all the power of the enemy, so nothing shall by any means hurt you. Thus says the Lord, the sandcastles that have been built in the church, sandcastles of leaders within the earth, sandcastles within Congress and Parliament, all the way to Qatar and Dubai, says the Lord. Those sandcastles in this season, in this time, are set to be hit by crushing waves of truth, of holiness, of exposure. These waves are cresting, my children, and they are about to come down upon the foolish men and women who have built up their names, their titles, their leadership upon sand, says the Lord. For the sand of the Middle East shall spill out of the bank accounts of prominent and known figures in your nation, says the Lord. The forensics have gone out to hunt, says the Lord, and the sand from the Middle East and sheiks and leaders and princes alike shall spill out of such accounts, says the Lord. Sand gets into everything, says the Lord. Its small particles can infiltrate whatever it fills, says the Lord. It takes water capital to cleanse such and wash it away, says the Lord. A forceful current, says the Lord. The water of the word, the truth of such, says the Lord, is coming as a rushing wind. Numbers, says the Lord, numbers capital shall be made plain. Your sin shall and will find you out, says the Lord. For I am a merciful God, I am long-suffering, I give time, I give mercy. However, says the Lord, it is time to wash the sand away that is weakening the base, for it is the solid rock that is enduring. Upon solid rock I stand, all other ground is sinking, capital sand. All other ground is sinking, capital sand. And sink it shall, says the Lord, including their names. Oh, you shall make a name for yourselves, says the Lord, but not how you think. For the attention you seek now shall become a scarlet letter. It shall become a taunt and a byword as the true root is exposed within Congress, the media, Parliament, Canada, France. The root system, the channel shall lead to banks in Qatar, says the Lord, in Dubai, says the Lord, in Jordan, says the Lord, in Indonesia, says the Lord. Watch the trail that shall be developed as the light of truth and my word capital is shown upon it. The underlayer shall be exposed of such. A deep, well-connected, well-funded labyrinth of back channels, shell companies, offshore accounts, and safety deposit boxes that shall link members of Congress and the media to a well-funded ring and circle that shall fracture in this time, says the Lord. For the delicate dainties of deceit have been dangled, says the Lord. The temptation has been presented. Capitals, did God really say? The song of the serpent has tickled the ears and has fed the greed of some of the well-known claiming to fight for the nation of America. However, capital, says the Lord, the entire time, capital, they have ascended capital to the upper echelon in order to fight against it in this very time. The very ones who are consistently blaming and casting shadow after shadow upon the intelligence agencies in your nation will be the very ones exposed for partnering with a faction from within that is attempting to build ranks to derail what must be accomplished in this nation. Thus says the Lord, as you see artificial intelligence speed up, there shall be a pile up and a slow down. For says the Lord, it can only advance as fast as I allow, says the Lord. And though the enemy and his agents attempt to speed up time, I, the Lord, from my throne, for I hold the time clock of the earth, will in areas slow such down. For there shall be a national breach with AI. There shall be an event where the brake shall be pumped but shall fail and cause a crash, an investigation that will shine a great spotlight upon such. Tesla, says the Lord, a major blow up, that's the capitals, a major blow up. The kingdom of darkness in this time looks to power high altars in your nation. They are seeking an occasion. They are seeking an occasion to wound the family line of the president, says the Lord, of the vice president, says the Lord. They are seeking an occasion in this time, and imams are involved, says the Lord. The intercession of the saints is what will stop a very close call, says the Lord. And says the Spirit of the Lord this day, put your shield of faith up, my children, which quenches the fiery darts of the wicked one. Too many are not in the readied position, and your shield has been lowered. That shield by the church needs to, in this hour, collectively be placed up upon the nation by the actions of my capital people, says the Lord. For, says the Lord, I have positioned the army of the Lord, the warring ranks and divisions in areas of your nation for what is about to be overturned. Washington, D.C., Chicago, Denver, California, New York, Maryland, Texas, Arizona, says the Lord. These events are imminent, says the Lord. The implosions from within are imminent, says the Lord. The greatest scandals of the decade are set to be exposed in this time, says the Lord. Fraud at the highest levels, laundering at the highest levels, trafficking, says the Lord. The largest trafficking scheme to ever be caught and exposed is on the cusp of coming to light. I, the Lord, am leading those involved that have been diligently working for over a decade on such a case, on such cases. The largest catches are about to occur that spans across the borders into Canada, into Central and South America, even Europe, says the Lord. Watch the Mormon Church, says the Lord. Enormous scandal that pales in comparison to the checkered past, is set to come out, says the Lord. The Mormons have joined with the Muslims, says the Lord. Their root has intertwined, and this shall be exposed, says the Lord. Collapse is coming, says the Lord. For this is a time, says the Lord, that a great changing of the guard, the old wineskins are passing away, are being removed. There is a time shift within the earth, and ranks are changing, says the Lord. For there has to be such an adjustment, for the old ranks were not equipped for this new operation that my children are being repositioned to battle, says the Lord. And says the Spirit of the Lord this day, what is born out of Dearborn has traveled to New York, says the Lord. A red thread, a live capital thread that leads back to plots of destruction. There shall be an implosion in Dearborn, for what they attempt to birth is very disfigured. And their own plot shall blow up on themselves, says the Lord. Watch the malfunction, says the Lord. It's going to blow a hole in Dearborn. And says the Spirit of the Lord this day, this is a time of high alert, capitals, says the Lord, for what has been set in motion to attempt to take down the president, the vice, and a Rubio, Marco Rubio, a Rubio, a trifecta shall be caught, says the Lord. However, they shall get close. It is the intercession and prayer of my capital people that will fight what has been birthed in the realm of the spirit and cause such a plan to miscarry in the natural. For, says the Lord, the plot sent forth is meant to cause great confusion, fear, and turmoil before such elections, such midterms, says the Lord. The robbery in progress has begun, says the Lord, to steal the house, and those who are clothed in red are assisting the donkeys to carry the plan to bring down the house, Capitol, says the Lord. For they do not want America to thrive. They do not want the eagle well. Their rhetoric and empty words may say they want to see your nation thrive. However, Capitol, if the nation thrives, their backroom deals fail, says the Lord. There are plants, says the Lord, P-L-A-N-T, like someone that's planted. There are plants, says the Lord, leaders of committees, says the Lord, who are purposefully acting as stumbling blocks to sabotage the accomplishments set in motion, says the Lord. The house is compromised, says the Lord. The leaders of the house, the Senate, says the Lord, their podium shall give way, says the Lord, for it's nothing more than paper, meaningless paper, says the Lord. Thus says the Lord, there shall be an event in Congress where my spirit so enters, says the Lord, where my capital power literally shakes the very area where Congress so wheels and deals, says the Lord. Your hands are sticky, and you shall not be able to rid yourselves of the evidence that proves you have been dealing with the imams, says the Lord. You have been dealing deep in Middle Eastern business, says the Lord. There shall be a green capital party that ties to such, says the Lord. I, the Lord, am clearing the weeds and the vines for this next season you are entering. For the capital of your nation and the highest seats to the church, to your personal lives, I, the Lord, am tearing out invasive weeds and vines that have clung to prevent further growth in a season where it is time to grow and build, says the Lord. For behold, I have given you a window, a season, to build, my children, to expand territory, to enlarge your tents. Build amongst the tumult. Do not let the tumult overtake you or tire or weary you. Build amongst the tumult. Build as Nehemiah and Ezra so led such a charge. This is the window of favor opening that I, the Lord, am positioning you for. And you must act, that's capitals, says the Lord. Do not hesitate, but build in faith, says the Lord. Build in boldness, says the Lord. My people cannot squander this season as they so did in 2017. Or another plague so shall overtake and shall not be withheld, says the Lord. Thus says the Lord, the part of the church that will not go forth in such a charge will stagnate in this time. The conservatives who do not go forth with such a charge shall deflate and stagnate, says the Lord, in this time. And all you have amassed, given to a neighbor of yours more worthy, says the Lord. And the donkeys, the liberal thinkers, the multi-headed agendas shall in this time experience their greatest demise. They shall experience their greatest demise, a spiral, a death spiral, says the Lord. For you entertain the prophets of Baal, the spirit of Leviathan at your table, and you foolishly partnered with their offerings. They are entering a season of famine and judgment, says the Lord, a different kind of famine within party lines, says the Lord. Since they have made covenants with darkness and serpent-like monsters who are the princes of pride, so shall they spiral into an abyss of their own making, says the Lord. Though rebellion attempts to arise under a different cover of radicalization for the sake of, quote, saving a nation, truly it is the death warrant they attempt to deliver to the eagle. However, says the Lord, I am charging my people. I am equipping them and filling them with faith, supernatural faith for this time, in order that mountains may move, cities may be saved, leaders of nations may be spared, their assignment being prematurely cut short. That areas in the Middle East will welcome in the gospel that have forcefully opposed it until this time. There is a window where you shall see such. And the Spirit of the Lord says this day, the United Nations shall have a flip and scandal far greater than what they accuse other nations of, shall arise from the headship, says the Lord, a pit up to their necks in scandal. The famine they attempt to cause, the disease they attempt to unleash, the multinational alliance they are attempting to make to tip the balance of power, says the Lord. For they are switching the order, says the Lord, and the tables of the money changers and altar makers shall be overturned, says the Lord. The UN is set and poised for one of the greatest scandals to come forth that is laid hidden for decades, that's capitalized, says the Lord, shall be excavated in this time, and a collapse from within of alliances and bases the UN holds shall occur. Taiwan, Taiwan, says the Lord, high alert. North Korea, says the Lord, and Iran, events in tandem, says the Lord. The clock is almost at midnight for their leaders. France and Spain, says the Lord, events in tandem with their leadership. A tie that binds to the Vatican, that page shall be turned, says the Lord. There is a vault at the Vatican that shall be opened, says the Lord. It has been restricted. It shall be opened and shall cause quite the stir and upending at the Vatican, says the Lord. For this is the hour of sudden overturnings, says the Lord. Know this day you serve a mighty God. Those who wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not grow weary. They shall walk and not be faint or grow tired. The enemy attempts to plant emotional landmines and weary you in this time to steal your focus from what I, the Lord, am instructing you to do. Therefore, submit to God, resist capital the devil, and he shall flee from you. Legally apply this, my capital children, for the resistance has increased because you are at the threshold of breaking through to a new level, promotion and promise. I, the Lord, am shifting and changing areas of your lives and bringing in those I have called to help fortify and walk in excellence the assignment set before you. I, the Lord, El Shaddai, am ever present. I hearken unto the voice of my capital children. Call to me in this hour, and I, the Lord, capitals, will answer you and show you great and mighty things which you know not. I am, says the Lord, and I am coming again. Thus says the Lord of hosts in the name of Jesus Christ. And at the end, once I was done, I heard this one sentence, hearing a leak with the Secret Service. So just watch for that, because I heard that after the fact this afternoon. I just heard that sentence in my spirit, hearing a leak with the Secret Service. Okay. That was a word. There's parts I want to go back to with this word, because it's super important to go over some of these parts. You know, when I get these words from the Lord, I am there to write whatever the Lord wants to talk about. I am there to say whatever the Lord wants to talk about. I am not there to tell the Lord what I want to talk about. I am not there to tell the Lord how he should think about things. I am there to listen and to write down what Almighty God, Adonai, Ruach Elohim, has to say. And many times after it's done and I go back and I look at it, I can't even believe some of the stuff that's in there, because you're writing it from your spirit. It's coming from your spirit at that point. The Lord is putting it in there. You're a vessel that he fills with his words, with his power, and then it pours out. It comes out. So let's, okay, brace yourselves. Okay, he says brace twice at the beginning. That is a battle position. When he says brace yourselves, you are readying yourselves. You're anchoring yourselves. You're getting yourselves ready. He's saying posture yourselves. Get yourselves in the right posture right now. And he says, posture your hearts. Be sober-minded and vigilant. So be very alert in this hour. Be very aware in this hour. And he tells you to engage with the sword of the spirit, because the ranks and divisions of the kingdom of darkness have suffered woundings, though the disciples of darkness have suffered strikes. When they are wounded is when they can be the most dangerous. That is true. When power is failing, when an animal is wounded, that is when they become the most desperate, and you start to see a greater lashing out. Let's go to, let's see here. Let's see. Strategic strikes within your nation, within Canada, the Middle East, South America, countries where strategic ports for such trafficking has taken place. Okay, so keep that in mind. Okay, this is the part here, the sandcastles. Let's get into this because this is interesting. There is a verse, I think it's Matthew 4, 24 through 27. Maybe we can check on that, but it has to do with the wise man built his house upon the rock. The foolish man built his house upon the sand, right? And the rains fell and the flood came and the winds blew, and the ones that built their house upon the rock, it withstood. But the one who built their house upon the sand, it fell, and great and complete was its fall. So he says, thus says the Lord, the sandcastles that have been built in the church, sandcastles of leaders within the earth, sandcastles within Congress and Parliament, all the way to Qatar and Dubai, says the Lord. Those sandcastles in this season, in this time, are set to be hit by crushing waves of truth, of holiness, of exposure. These waves are cresting, my children. When a wave crests, it's getting to its peak right before it comes crashing down. And they're about to come down upon the foolish men and women who have built their names, their titles, their leadership upon sand, says the Lord. For the sand of the Middle East shall spill out of the bank accounts of prominent and known figures in your nation, says the Lord. The forensics have gone out to hunt, says the Lord, and the sand from the Middle East and sheiks and leaders and princes alike shall spill out of such accounts, says the Lord. And then he says, sand gets into everything. If you notice, when you go to the beach and you come home, you've got sand everywhere. Sand gets into everything. Its particles are so small, it gets in and it actually becomes an irritant, is what sand does when it gets into places it's not supposed to. It gets into foundations, it weakens the foundation. It begins to cause cracks. That's what sand does. It says it takes the water capital to cleanse such and wash it away. A forceful current. If you notice, when the ocean comes in, if there's a sandcastle, right, that a child has built, and the tide comes in, it takes the force of the tide coming in and hitting that sandcastle in order to bring it down. He mentions it here, upon solid rock I stand, all other ground is sinking sand. All other ground is sinking sand. You sink into sand. You can get stuck in sand. When you stand upon the solid rock, you have your footing. And that's the difference. And he says, and sink it shall, says the Lord, including their names. Oh, you shall make a name for yourself, says the Lord, but not how you think. For the attention you seek now shall be a scarlet letter. It shall become a taunt and a byword as the true root is exposed within Congress, media, Parliament, Canada, France. The root system, the channel, shall lead to banks in Qatar, says the Lord, in Dubai, says the Lord, in Jordan and Indonesia. So he names those four countries, says the Lord. Watch the trail that shall be developed as the light of truth in my word capital is shown upon it. The underlayer shall be exposed of such. The underlayer that you can't see. A deep, well-connected, well-funded labyrinth of back channels, shell companies, offshore accounts, and safety deposit boxes that shall link members of Congress and the media to a well-funded ring and circle that shall fracture in this time, says the Lord. The other interesting part here, I want to get to it, which we'll get to it in a moment, has to do with when he talks about Leviathan. He talks about the song of the serpent. Did God really say the song of the serpent, the delicate dainties that have been dangled in front of them? He said, the song of the serpent has tickled the ears and has fed the greed of some of the well-known claiming to fight for the nation of America. However, says the Lord, the entire time, capital, they have ascended, capital, to the upper echelon in order to fight against it in this very time. The very ones who are consistently blaming and casting shadow after shadow upon the intelligence agencies in your nation will be the very ones exposed for partnering with a faction from within that is attempting to build ranks to derail what must be accomplished in the nation. He warns about AI. Interesting, a national breach with AI, because in the book of Joshua, when he battled AI, AI breached their ranks the first time. AI actually overtook them and they had to go back and consecrate the camp and cleanse the camp and get instruction from the Lord. And then they went back the second time and they defeated Ai. He mentions Tesla specifically. Tesla, says the Lord, a major blow up in all capitals. The kingdom of darkness in this time looks to power high altars in your nation. They are seeking an occasion. They are seeking an occasion to wound the family line of the president, says the Lord, of the vice president, says the Lord. They are seeking an occasion in this time, which means in a way they're casting lots. If you look at it that way, they're looking for a time. They're looking for an opportune time. And imams are involved, says the Lord. Now, imams have to do with the Muslim faith. They are the leadership in that faith. And he says the intercession of the saints is what will stop a very close call, says the Lord. So what? Why the Lord is telling you this, so you will intercede, so you will begin to pray, so you will begin to bombard the throne of God with the prayer of the saints in order to intercede that this plan may be cast down to the ground and destroyed without it ever coming to fruition. Okay, he talks about the shield of faith. Putting the shield of faith up that quenches the fiery darts of the wicked one. It's a part of the armor of God in Ephesians chapter 6. Too many are not in the ready position and your shield has been lowered. That shield by the church needs to, in this hour, collectively be placed up upon the nation by the actions of my capital people, says the Lord. For, says the Lord, I have positioned the army of the Lord, the warring ranks and divisions in areas of your nation for what is about to be overturn. So he's saying, he's giving us instructions. Get the shield of faith up now. Some of you have lowered it. Put it back up. Collectively, as the church right now in the nation, that shield needs to be up. He names Washington, D.C., Chicago, Denver, which is in Colorado, California, New York, Maryland, Texas, and Arizona. Those are the ones he names, says the Lord. These events are imminent, says the Lord. The implosions from within are imminent, says the Lord. The greatest scandals of the decade are set to be exposed in this time, says the Lord. Fraud at the highest levels, laundering at the highest levels, trafficking, says the Lord. The largest trafficking scheme to ever be caught and exposed is on the cusp of coming to light. I, the Lord, am leading those involved that have been diligently working for over a decade on such cases. The largest catches are about to occur that spans across the borders into Canada, into Central and South America, even Europe, says the Lord. And then he warns about the Mormon church. Now, I think this is one of the only times the Lord has ever mentioned the Mormon church to me. Watch the Mormon church, says the Lord. Enormous scandal that pales, excuse me, in comparison to the checkered past is set to come out, says the Lord. The Mormons have joined with the Muslims, says the Lord. Their root is intertwined. And this shall be exposed, says the Lord. Collapse is coming, says the Lord. Now, why would the Lord say that? Well, if you look at Mormonism and you look at Islam, they have a very similar beginning. Angels proclaiming to be light appeared to men and gave them doctrines. So they have a very similar beginning about also how they believe that God has all these wives in heaven, and in the Muslim, in Islam, they believe there's all these virgins waiting in heaven. So there's parallels that run with this. But I think what's happening in this time is it's being brought to the brink with these doctrines. So it's being brought to the cusp and the brink in this time. Because he said, for this is a time, says the Lord, that a great changing of the guard, the old wineskins are passing away, are being removed. There is a time shift within the earth, and ranks are changing, says the Lord. For there has to be such an adjustment, for the old ranks were not equipped for this new operation, that my children are being repositioned to battle, says the Lord. You are equipped for the time you are in. The old guard was equipped for the time they were in. We are equipped in a very unique time, in a very unique season, with what is happening in the nation and the earth. We have been specifically equipped by God for this time, and our equipping and our skill set, spiritually speaking, may look different to align with the time than the old guard. That is what is happening. There is a major changing of the guard. The old wineskins are passing away because you can't put new wine in old wineskins because it will burst. So there has to be a passing away. There has to be a realigning and a change. He also talks about Dearborn. Now, I've noticed something. When the Lord repeats himself many times, whatever it is very close to happening. So the Lord talked about Dearborn. I believe it was a couple months ago. He's repeating it again. And says the Spirit of the Lord, this day, what is born out of Dearborn has traveled to New York, says the Lord. A red thread, a live capital thread that leads back to plots of destruction. There shall be an implosion in Dearborn, for what they attempt to birth is very disfigured, and their own plot shall blow up on themselves, says the Lord. Watch the malfunction, says the Lord. It's going to blow a hole in Dearborn. Interesting. So just keep watch for that. The Lord talks about this being a time of high alert. Really the theme I keep getting is you cannot underestimate the enemy right now. You cannot underestimate the enemy. You cannot put down your shield of faith. You cannot put down your spiritual weapons. You cannot let down your guard. This is a time of high alert, says the Lord, for what has been set in motion to attempt to take down the president, the vice, and a Rubio. A trifecta shall be caught, says the Lord. However, they shall get close. It is the intercession and prayer of my capital people that will fight what has been birthed in the realm of the spirit and cause such a plan to miscarry in the natural. So there's a theme here of birth, miscarry, birth, disfigurement. There's this theme that goes throughout this word of this as well. He talks about the plot sent forth being meant to cause great confusion, fear, and turmoil before such elections and midterms, says the Lord. The robbery in progress has begun, says the Lord, to steal the house. And those who are clothed in red are assisting the donkeys to carry the plan to bring down the house. That's in capitals, says the Lord. Why? Because they're putting sand. They're putting sand in the foundation. They've been slowly funneling sand into the foundation of the house. So now when the rain comes and the floods come and the winds come, it will fall. You see, that is the whole point of that chapter in Matthew, verses 24 through 27 about this. We are watching this actively begin to happen. Okay, let's see where else here. Okay. I'm looking to see what other part we should go over here. There are plants, says the Lord. Leaders of committees, says the Lord, who are purposely acting as stumbling blocks to sabotage the accomplishments set in motion, says the Lord. The house is compromised, says the Lord. The leaders of the house, the Senate, says the Lord. Their podium shall give way, says the Lord, for it's nothing more than paper, meaningless paper, says the Lord, which means they didn't build their podium necessarily on anything of substance. Paper is thin. It crumples. It doesn't hold up to any pressure. He talks about an event in Congress where his spirit, the Lord's spirit, will so enter where my capital power literally shakes the very area where Congress so wheels and deals, says the Lord. Your hands are sticky and you shall not be able to rid yourselves of the evidence that proves you have been dealing with the imam, says the Lord. You have been dealing deep in Middle Eastern business, says the Lord. There shall be a green capital party that ties to such, says the Lord. We'll see what that is as it develops. And then he talks about clearing the weeds and the vines for this next season we're entering. So he goes into that. From the capital of your nation, the highest seats, to the church, to your personal lives, I, the Lord, am tearing out invasive weeds and vines that have clung to prevent further growth in a season where it is time to grow and build, says the Lord. So he's saying it. This is the season. This is the window where it's time to grow and build. For behold, I have given you a window, a season to build, my children, to expand territory, to enlarge your tents, build amongst the tumult. Do not let the tumult overtake you or tire or weary you. Build amongst the tumult. Build as Nehemiah and Ezra so led such a charge. This is the window of favor opening. that I, the Lord, am positioning you for, and you must act, capital, says the Lord. Do not hesitate, but build in faith, says the Lord. Build in boldness, says the Lord. My people cannot squander this season, as they so did in 2017, or another plague so shall overtake and shall not be withheld, says the Lord. So he's saying, this is a window for you to do this. Don't squander this the way it happened in 2017. When 2017 happened, church attendance plummeted. People got lackadaisical. They got spiritually lazy. They thought, oh, Donald Trump had it. No, 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 that is not the way to think. You have to understand that when the Lord gives a window to a nation, that is the time for the church to rise up and be the standard and take territory and do exploits for the Lord. To spy out the land, to go in, to take the land, to do what God has commissioned us to do. That is the time for it. That time is now. And he's talking about stagnation, that if a part of the church that doesn't go forth in such a charge is going to stagnate in this time. The conservatives who do not go forth with such a charge shall deflate and stagnate, says the Lord, in this time. And all you have amassed given to a neighbor of yours more worthy, says the Lord. And the donkeys, the liberal thinkers, the multi-headed agendas shall in this time experience their greatest demise, a spiral, a death spiral, says the Lord. For you entertain the prophets of Baal, the spirit of Leviathan at your table, and you foolishly partnered with their offerings. They are entering a season of famine and judgment, says the Lord. A different kind of famine within party lines, says the Lord. Since they have made covenants with darkness and serpent-like monsters who are the princes of pride, so they shall spiral into an abyss of their own making, says the Lord. Now, why does the Lord use the word death spiral? Because Leviathan is like a sea monster. Take a saltwater crocodile, right? An alligator. When an alligator grabs on to prey, it begins to roll into something called a death spiral in order to destroy their prey. Well, they have partnered with that spirit. And that spirit, if that spirit is entering a season of judgment, then it is going to spiral, which means it's going to roll them potentially into, meaning the party itself, into a death spiral, the agendas itself, into a death spiral itself. So just to explain that because of the terminology there. Though rebellion attempts to arise under a different cover of radicalization for the sake of, quote, saving a nation, truly it is the death warrant they attempt to deliver to the eagle. However, says the Lord, I am charging my people, I am equipping them and filling them with faith, supernatural faith for this time, in order that mountains may move, cities may be saved, leaders of nations may be spared, their assignment being prematurely cut short. That areas in the Middle East will welcome in the gospel that have forcefully opposed it until this time. That is huge. Praise God. There is a window where you shall see such. Then he goes into the scandal with the United Nations. So I would watch for this. That's been decades in the making. That is going to come out. At the beginning of the word, he starts and he says, numbers, right? Your sin shall find you out. That scripture is in the book of Numbers, in the word of God. In the book of Numbers, it says your sin shall find you out. So that is a theme of this as well. So the UN is set in poise for one of the greatest scandals to come forth that has laid hidden for decades. He warns about Taiwan. He says it twice. That's important. High alert, North Korea and Iran events in tandem, says the Lord. The clock is almost at midnight for their leaders. France and Spain, says the Lord, events in tandem with their leaders. And then there the Lord went into the Vatican and a specific vault in the Vatican that is going to be opened, and that this is the hour of sudden overturnings. He ends with encouraging, with scripture, with giving instruction. Know this day you serve a mighty God. Those who wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. I think this is Isaiah 40:31. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not grow weary. They shall walk and not be faint or grow tired. The enemy attempts to plant emotional landmines and weary you in this time to steal your focus from what I, the Lord, am instructing you to do. Therefore, submit to God, resist capital the devil, and he shall flee from you. Legally apply this, my capital children, for the resistance has increased because you are at the threshold of breaking through to a new level, promotion and promise. I, the Lord, am shifting and changing areas of your lives and bringing in those I have called to help fortify and walk in excellence the assignment set before you. And he ends with, call to me in this hour, and I, the Lord, will answer you. In capitals, and that's where the word ends. And then I heard hearing a leak with the Secret Service, so that is going to be transpiring as well publicly. That will come out. So pray about this. Test the spirit. There's a lot of information in here. Sometimes they're a little longer than others. This happens to be a longer word. The name of the game for the devil right now. And the kingdom of darkness is to distract you, tire you, weary you, weigh you down with people's fleshly issues and problems that they need to deal with God and get over. The enemy wants to try to bombard you with all of this in this time because he's wounded, right? There have been strikes to the kingdom of darkness. There is a wounding. There is a lashing out. The enemy is trying to distract you, clutter your life, tire you, right? Have you lead by emotion. That's why many times when I see things going on, no joke, I retreat. I retreat and I step away because A, I'm not going to lead with emotion. I'm going to try to curb that. And secondly, I'm going to step out of the situation so I can go be with the Lord and I can walk with the Lord and hear him in the middle of the noise and the tumult that the enemy is trying to stir up. He is trying to do this right now. In the lives of leadership, he is trying to do this within the White House. He's trying to do this within the church. He is trying to stir up a tumult and get people so in their emotions that if they don't get out of them, they will have an emotional breakdown. That I'm not speaking it, Lord. Don't let my words influence, but I'm saying if the enemy has his way in this window, that's what's going to happen. And you don't want your emotions to lead right now. You want your training in the Lord to lead. And you want to keep your emotions in check because the enemy is trying to get them out front of you, to get them to lead you into a ditch rather than the Spirit of the Lord leading you where you need to go. That's why I try not to say things right away. I try to pray about things. I try to pray things through. And, you know, if I can help it, not pop off at the mouth because it just makes a greater mess. And we're not perfect at it. We don't always get it right. But in this time to bring forth the mature fruit, we actually have to mature because what's happening as well is God is taking the emotional crutches that people have leaned on and have used as a excuse because they don't want to deal with their issues. He's taking those emotional crutches and he's literally removing them. And he's piece by piece removing them in order to bring people to the brink of dealing with issues that have stagnated them and have that kept them from moving forward, being healed, delivered, and set free, and they have literally been wandering in the wilderness, just like the Jews did, instead of wanting to move in faith into the promise. So what the Lord is doing in this time is he's removing those things, is he's allowing those things to be removed in order to get people alone with him, in order to really deal with what the enemy has been using to hold them back. So keep that in mind as well in this time. This is happening and it's sharpening you as well in patience, in discernment, in ability. You know, the hard thing about patience is you have to use it when God gives it to you. That's the hard part. And the only way you exercise patience is if you're around things that want to just irritate you to no end. So when God gives you patience, you actually have to use these things. And so it's not easy all the time, but this is why it's a daily thing. Dying to self is a daily thing. Taking up your cross is a daily act. It is daily. It's not once a week. It's not, oh, when I'm in church and then the rest of the week, I'm just going to emotionally throw it all away, or I'm going to throw it all away, or I'm just going to do it in church and ignore it all week. No, this is a daily discipline in order to crucify the flesh, to bring the flesh down, in order that your spirit man may lead. We want our spirit man to lead in issues. We want our spirit man to be open to hearing the instruction from the Lord, so that when we see issues, we can hear from our Father and He begin to instruct us and counsel us on how to deal with them. So we, as the body of Christ, need to bring forth the mature fruit in this time. It is the time to build. It is the time to expand tents. It is the time to take territory. And the way you're going to do that is by bringing forth the mature fruit. And that is going to take some toil and uncomfortability and growth and getting good and uncomfortable to do these things. So remember that. Remember that. Praise the Lord as we go. Forward. Thank you, Lord. I felt the Lord on that. Okay. Praise the Lord. Now, okay. Couple of things now that we're segueing to end. So we have two events we'll let you know about really fast, and I'm not going to mention anything else. I'm just going to go right to commercial and we'll be done. But, the Bullocks event, I am taking it to the streets, which was a song, I think, in the 80s. I'm taking it to the streets with the Bullocks. And I will be preaching that weekend at Church International, September 12th to 14th. We hope to see you there. And then I will be at Clay Clark's business conference at the end of September. I will be preaching Friday night. Clay has got me up to bat to preach as well. So we are looking very, very forward to seeing you there. So you can just text the phone number you just saw on the screen, or you can go to our events page for more information. So praise the Lord. All right, we're coming up on an hour here. Thank you, everyone, for joining us. This will be up on the blog, arcofgrace.org. Take it, pray about it, test the spirit. We just, you know, really want to continue to seek the Lord for direction, seek the Lord in what's happening in this nation. We are here to be a presence and salt and light to alter nations for the kingdom of God. Before God would have someone in the Old Testament take territory, He would have them alter that area. What do I mean by that? Alter has two words. You have alter, A-L-T-E-R, which means to change. And you have altar, A-L-T-A-R, which was actually a place of sacrifice. And in the book of Judges, He took Gideon to where Baal's altar was, Almighty God did, and He tore down the altar of Baal, and He altered that area with the altar of Almighty God and made a sacrifice and claimed that area. We are a living sacrifice for Almighty God. We are living letters read by all men. So we are there in the nation, in our cities, in our towns, in our families to alter, change, bring change for the kingdom of God and alter, claim that area for Almighty God. So just remember that as we go forth tonight. We're just going to play one commercial as we go out tonight, and we're just going to leave it at that. So thank you, everyone. God bless you. Keep the faith. Armor up according to Ephesians chapter 6, Psalm 91. I say it every single day. I encourage you to say it every single day. Also, we have other Psalms, 123, 34, 35, 51. Created me a clean heart, O God. Renew a steadfast spirit within me. Cast me not away from thy presence, O Lord. Take not thy Holy Spirit from me. Restore unto me the joy of your salvation and renew a steadfast spirit within me. I say that Psalm a lot because we have to cleanse our hearts. We have to check our hearts. Our hearts are fallible. We are very, very, very fallible people. Just ask my husband if you want an honest opinion on this. We are very fallible people. We need Jesus Christ. He is our Lord and Savior. It's a daily walk with Him. Also, Ephesians 1, 16 through 20 and 3, 14 through 19 from the Believer's Authority. I say that sometimes multiple times a day, but every day I do that, as well as Matthew 6, which is the Lord's Prayer. The order of that prayer, integrate it into your prayer life. Go back to Matthew 6. Take a look at how Jesus taught His disciples to pray. There's a lot of a lot of wisdom in that. So thank you everyone for joining us. Thank you to our moderators and our team. We will be putting out shorts. I'll probably be back on Thursday. So mark your calendars. We will announce. Keep the faith. Have a wonderful rest of your evening. Almighty God, He truly reigns. If you want to support an amazing patriot and be a blessing, go to MyPillow.com today and use promo code ARK, A-R-K, to save up to 66% or more off of all MyPillow products. They have pillows, of course, but they are so much more than pillows. They have sheets, they have slippers, they have bathrobes, they even have dog beds. And a fun fact for all of you, Noble, one of our pigs at our animal sanctuary, has indeed slept on a MyPillow dog bed. So if you want to be a blessing, you can go to MyPillow.com today and use promo code